Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Joining me, as he does every single Monday at about this time, Chief Deputy Shane Tucker from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. How are you today?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. And by the way, you know, I think about y'all more often these days because my wife and I are biking in Santa Rosa County, and now that I'm in Leadership Santa Rosa and we're meeting again, I was actually in your backyard the other day at Gold Ring.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Just driving from the industrial park west on 90 into town, I can't tell you how many sheriff's deputies I saw because that's your alleyway right there, I think. So
that sure is. That's to and from.
Absolutely. Hey, I wanted to ask you, anything happen over the weekend, quiet weekend, busy weekend?
You know, this was a pretty normal weekend for us. Late last week, about Thursday, we responded to a call that was kind of, in one way, it was interesting. We got called to a school bus that had stopped because it had an unruly six-year-old child on it. The six-year-old student was battering and throwing things at the bus aide. Evidently, there's an aide on the bus that rides with the driver. So our deputies responded to handle the situation and ultimately had to call a relative of the student to have the child removed. And, you know, that's not necessarily so newsworthy, but I think it highlights what goes on across the country every day, the kind of calls that aren't traditionally associated with law enforcement that we're being forced to deal with. And, you know, Andrew, you almost never hear about them because, honestly, we handle them very well. But those are the types of cases that can very easily become a national news story.
Right.
And that just highlights some of the non-traditional stuff that we do every day.
I always think about this whenever I'm talking to you guys in law enforcement. I always think, you have the challenge of just doing your job right, which is already hard. I mean, it's a challenging job to get it just right all the time. But in addition to that, you know, you have the background concern that not just you're going to handle a situation wrong and it'll wind up on video and therefore become national news, but that you'll handle a situation in a way that looks wrong. And maybe even just some snippet of that video is going to wind up and make you a national news story. How do you keep that from interfering with just doing the right thing all the time?
Well, it's about priorities. And to be perfectly honest with you, Andrew, if you approach that type of call, and there's all kinds of different calls that can fall into that category, and if you approach those calls and your primary concern is, you know, how does it look? You know, to me, chances are that's when you're going to make a mistake. You have to approach that call with your number one priority being safety for everybody involved and how to handle the call correctly. After the fact is the time to worry about, oh, wow, this is not going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to do what you have to do. And if you're confident that you're handling it correctly, that's the best you can do. We can deal with everything after the fact.
So you train effectively, then you implement your training, and you trust that you're going to do the right thing. And you know if that caused the problem after, well, that's after. We got to deal with this thing
correct.
Right now.
You have to have confidence that you're doing the right thing for the right reason. And so far in my career, that's worked out as it's supposed to.
Hey, one thing, I did get a text in here, and I had to give him the answer that I believe to be correct, but it's the kind of thing we sometimes need reminding about basic stuff. And one of the basic questions that somebody texted me about and said, what's the rule about school buses again? When do I have to stop? If I'm on a divided highway, but it's flat pavement between us and it's not grass or a raised median, do I still have to stop? Who has to? Can you maybe just tell people for 30 seconds, like, what is the rule with school buses?
Absolutely. If there is a raised median, or if it's divided with a grass median, you know, like you would see on the interstate or something like that, if it is a divided highway, you do not have to stop if traffic is going in the other direction. If there is not a raised median, then you do have to stop for that school bus in the other direction.
So that would be like if there's five lanes, basically, or I mean, if there's a turn lane between you, you still have to stop.
Correct. Correct.
Very good. I also wanted to ask, we talked with Chris Smith of Gulf Coast Gun just a few minutes ago, and we were talking about a wide variety of gun questions. It's a periodic question I like to ask you guys, just kind of see where we're at. The red flag laws, have you guys had to implement that very much? I mean, we're now a couple of years into implementation of this. Have you had very many applications of the red flag law here in Santa Rosa County?
As a matter of fact, in the couple of years that we've been dealing with the colloquially known red flag laws, and I don't really like that because it kind of evokes some images that aren't necessarily accurate. I'm aware of one case in those few years, you know, and in that particular case, there was an adult male, and he was having delusions of persecution, and he was legitimate. He was making statements that he was going to shoot people, albeit in his delusions, he felt like it would have been in self-defense, but he was making some affirmative statements that he was going to shoot people. And with a judge's order, we went to his house and we took his guns. You know, the idea behind red flag laws makes people uncomfortable because it causes them to think about the government just getting some idea that, hey, this guy may not be doing okay, we're going to go take his guns. And,
right.
You know, at least from our perspective, that's not the case. That's not the case. Number one, there has to be some affirmative signs that this person is indeed a danger to other people, and, you know, delusional statements and threatening to shoot people. And then we have to have a judge's order to do that. You know, so there it doesn't exclude probable cause, and it doesn't open the door for, you know, the sheriff's office to just come in and take your guns because they want to.
Yeah, and this is, I know a lot of people have the idea, like, you know, angry girlfriend calls and is going to get your guns taken away. And the way I understand it is, you know, you don't just respond to everything as if it's true. You do an investigation, and there's a process, and there's a judicial order. And, you know, all of these things have to happen for that to actually take place, which is always good. And, you know, hearing that it's only been one time in the last couple of years, I think that's probably reassuring to a lot of folks as well. You know, we drove Garcon Point in Avalon just yesterday, as a matter of fact, both ways, saw your officers out there enforcing the speeding limits. How has enforcement been since you had those two fatal crashes and your increased enforcement?
Well, obviously, when we first put folks out there, we had a dramatic increase in the number of traffic stops, citations, and warnings. I don't have the numbers in front of me for total, but within a week or so, we had, you know, a couple hundred traffic stops and a whole bunch of citations. You know, it seems to have leveled out. You know, obviously traffic is still awful, and people are still getting pulled over. But I think by and large, a lot of people are getting the message, and they're getting used to seeing deputies there on either end of the bridge. So I feel pretty good that's having the desired effect and slowing some people down. And those that it doesn't, well, we're there waiting on them.
All right. Well, that's good. That's encouraging news. It means that the end objective of having more calm traffic, the simmer down effect, is taking place. And that's good law enforcement. That's what I was hoping to hear. Shane Tucker, he is a chief deputy over at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Chief, thanks so much for the time, and thanks so much for what you do. We appreciate it.
And thank you, Andrew. Talk to you soon.